You're listening to Valley Public Radio. Tuesday's surprise defeat of House Majority Leader Eric Cantor in the Virginia Republican primary is having a ripple effect throughout the GOP, extending all the way to the San Joaquin Valley, which is home to Cantor's chief deputy, House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy. The vote caught many political observers off guard. Now, with Cantor expected to resign his position in July, McCarthy's name and others have surfaced as possible successors. Here to bring us some more insights into the situation, we're joined by Fresno State political science professor Thomas Holyoke. Tom, I've heard Tuesday's vote described as a political earthquake. Just how big of a surprise was this?
It was a really big surprise. I mean, especially to Eric Cantor. Apparently, he and his campaign did not see this coming. Generally, legislative leaders win elections. And if they lose, you know, it happens every now and then, but it's in a general election. But to be knocked off by your own party in a primary, I mean, that is really a big deal. I mean, that is really seismic in the political world.
Just a few weeks ago, it seems people were writing obituaries for the Tea Party. Does this change the national dialogue as far as the debate for the future of the GOP?
Absolutely does. What we've been seeing happen is, I guess for lack of a better term, the Republican establishment. You know, this is more moderate elements in the party as well as their allies and, say, the Chamber of Commerce have been really trying to push back against the Tea Party faction of the Republican Party, because they feel that the Tea Party was basically damaging the Republican brand. And in a lot of primaries, we saw more establishment Republicans, longtime Republicans, win over Tea Party candidates. Now, last week in Mississippi, Senator Thad Cochran, who'd been there in the Senate a very long time, is in a runoff now with the Tea Party candidates. But up till then, that was sort of the first big Tea Party success. But that's nothing compared to what happened last night. I mean, this has really shown that the Tea Party has got teeth and is able to use them.
Bakersfield's Kevin McCarthy has been a loyal lieutenant for Eric Cantor as House GOP whip. He's been the enforcer, so to speak, for the majority leader. What does this mean for his political fortunes? Is it a potential boon for him in opening up the next rung on the ladder, or is it a potential loss given his association with Cantor? And McCarthy isn't exactly what most would call a Tea Party candidate.
You actually frame it very well. It's both. It's an opportunity and a problem. It's an opportunity because, you know, the number two spot in the House Republican ranks is now open, and I believe McCarthy is already contacting people trying to build up support to run for the majority leader spot. It's a problem because, as you say, McCarthy was tied pretty closely to Eric Cantor, and they're not strictly Tea Party people, but they've been closer to the Tea Party than, say, Speaker John Boehner, but apparently not seen as Tea Party enough, which means that McCarthy is going to have to fight Tea Party people in the House of Representatives. Jeb Hebserling from Texas, I believe, is also going to go for majority leader. He's more closely connected to the Tea Party. So, yeah, it looks like McCarthy is going to have to fight Tea Party people to be the majority leader. And the conservative Republicans have already said that they really feel a Tea Party connected person needs to have that spot. In fact, they want Eric Cantor to give up the spot right now.
What does this mean for immigration reform? That's been one of the things that a lot of people are talking about. Does this really change anything? Was it all that likely that we were going to have an immigration bill in election year?
I think this is significant for immigration because the Republican Party establishment, especially the Chamber of Commerce, actually really wanted an immigration bill. And it was putting a lot of pressure on Speaker John Boehner and Eric Cantor to move a bill. I think they were waiting until primary season was over before really considering how to do that. Now, that's just speculation. But immigration is going to be frozen out now because there is a big perception that Cantor lost to a significant degree because he was not firmly against immigration. So now other Republicans are just going to freeze up on this issue and have no intention of bringing it up this year.
Professor Thomas Holyoke of Fresno State joining us today on Valley Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.